Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We are continuing our theme of spiritual warfare. And today, our topic is going to be no fear of demons, witches, and hexes. No fear. Wow. When we study what the scriptures say, when we study the new covenant that we have as followers of Jesus Christ, there is no place for fear of Satan and demons and witches and fortune tellers and the like. No fear whatsoever. Let me read a couple of scriptures starting out, and then I will elaborate on it and share a personal testimony or two. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And it is a part of what is called the Great Commission, where Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And in verse 17, he said, and these signs shall follow them who believe. They shall cast out demons. Cast out meaning to expel. So if you can cast out something or someone or expel something or someone, you have authority over that something or someone. And Jesus said, these signs shall follow them who believe. And the first sign he gave was, they shall cast out demons. So authority over Satan and demons is very basic and fundamental to the new covenant relationship that we have with God through Jesus Christ. And then another passage, Luke chapter 10. And it is, well, we'll start reading at verse 17. And the background of this passage in Luke is that Jesus sent out 70 disciples to preach the gospel, to good news, what he called the good news of the kingdom, and he told them to heal the sick and to cast out demons. And the 70 returned. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us through your name. So they were joyous to discover that through the authority of Jesus' name, the demons were subject to them. In other words, they could expel, they could cast out demons, and they were rejoicing because they had discovered this truth. And then Jesus responded by saying, verse 18, Luke 10, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Wow, do you hear that? I've got to read that again. Jesus says, behold, and behold, it means, look, give me your attention. This is important. So let's give the Lord our attention in what he says here. He wants us to know this. I give you authority to trample on. And when you can trample on something, that means you have absolutely dominion and authority. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Now, these are metaphorical pictures of demons. I give you the authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Folks, that's what Jesus said to us, his people. Tell you a little personal story. Many years ago, in the early days of our marriage, Sue and I were married 45 years on May the 14th. And in the early days of our marriage, we were planting a new congregation in Sue's hometown of St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, on the East Coast right next to Maine. And someone came to me one night very concerned, because they were telling me that a well-known witch was in our congregation that night. And so apparently this witch returned, I don't know, two or three times. And apparently she was quite well known there in that area. And people in our little fledgling congregation, some of them were very concerned. Is she here to cast some kind of spell or use some kind of magical incantations against us? So we got together for prayer. And Sue and I and some of the leaders in that small fledgling congregation, we got together to pray. And oh, did God ever open our eyes and speak to us so powerfully, right in line with these scriptures that I have read. As we were praying, all of a sudden, I saw this vision of a room filled with dark smoke, representing Satan and darkness. But then there was a wind came along and blew through the room, and because the smoke had no substance, it could not stand against the wind, and it was just blown away and just totally cleared out. And at the same time, someone else saw a little vision of like a giant wave coming in, and all of a sudden it just fell backwards. And then there was a prophecy that came forth. Listen to this. And here's what God said to us. He said to us through this prophetic word, "My power is so far surpassing any power that the devil has, he is not worthy of the attention you are giving him." Wow. It seemed as though God was a little bit perturbed that we were so overly concerned about this witch that we were giving so much attention to her. And I want to repeat what God said to us. He said, "My power is so far surpassing any power that the devil possesses, he is not worthy of the attention you're giving him." There was a pastor up in Portland, Oregon, and maybe his name will come to me. He was very well known in the charismatic renewal back in the 1970s and almost into the 80s. Judson Cornwall was his name. Wrote some very popular books on worship. And he tells about that he was, when he was pastoring in Portland, Oregon, that he had this little ritual he would go through each service where he would bind all of the demons and would silence them and command them to have no place in his service. And he would do this in every service and go through this same ritual, binding all the demons that would come to his mind, different kinds of demons, and silencing them and everything. And he said one morning in his private personal devotions with God, he heard the Holy Spirit to say, "Demons are coming from all over this region to be in your services." And he said he was shocked. And he said, "Why, Lord?" And he said he heard the Holy Spirit say, "Because you give them recognition." Ah, you give them recognition, so they're coming because you're talking about them. I remember a story along the opposite response. Smith Wigglesworth, the famous British evangelist in the early part of the 20th century, there was a story told of him that one night he lived in a house with a basement, and he heard this terrible noise. It was sounding like chains clanking, going up or coming down the stairs, and all sorts of noise. And the story is, he got up. It was in the middle of the night, and he got a lamp, and he was going down the stairs to see what all the noise was. And he got down to the bottom of the stairs. There was this manifestation of Satan arose over in the corner, and he recognized what it was. And according to the story, he turned around, walked up the stairs, and said, "Oh, it's just you." Blew out the lamp and went back to bed. Oh, nothing to be concerned about. It's just you. And that's what God said to us that day. "My power is so far surpassing any power the devil possesses. He is not worthy of the attention you are giving him." So my friends, do not, as we study spiritual warfare, as you learn about demons and spiritual warfare, do not fall into the trap of becoming obsessed and preoccupied with the devil. He's not worthy of our attention. The God we serve, that the omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, sovereign Lord God, creator and sustainer of the universe, is so far surpassing any power the devil and demons may possess. They're not worthy of our attention. Yes, if you come across them, cast them out. But don't fall into the trap of becoming preoccupied and fearful of Satan and demons. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I hope you're enjoying these messages on spiritual warfare. Hey, I want to invite you to go over and check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Simply my name, eddiehyatt.com. And you'll find all kinds of articles, a bookstore. My books are also available on Amazon. And here is a book, a couple of books that I would recommend in line with this topic this week. One of them is called Angels of Light. And I got that title from the words of Paul, who talked about how Satan transforms himself into an angel of light in order to deceive. So there's that book, Angels of Light, and also a book on prophets and prophecy, where I address how to recognize false prophets. And so those are two books that would help you and bless you along the lines of our teaching this week, Angels of Light and Prophets and Prophecy. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another session of the Awakening Podcast.